biarkan berbadan. Apa itu Allah yang mukhlas itu kita bela. Apa itu klik itu Allah lagi. Nai mertayun ayu itu waluan ABC.
September 25th, 1947. The following is Nanabas U, a cover song sung by Kwan of Net District. September 29, 1947. The following is a recording of a few Panapayan hymns sung by some preachers and Ugandan members of all Panapay assembled in Colonia. The first is We All Shall Sing, which is number 249 in the Panapayan hymn book. October 21st, 1947. The following is the recording of a complete native feast given by Net District. You are now hearing the cutting up of the Kavarut. The roots are now being broken up and prepared for pounding. The roots are still being prepared for pounding. The kava is ready for pounding, and the sounds that you will hear now are of the pounding of the kava. The nanny can give his orders. Now the men are ready and seated around the big platform stone and have their kava stones ready and will start pounding almost immediately.
sound of the cavalroots as they're being rung out, and the sounds of the cavalroots being mixed up on top of the large stone table upon which they were pounded. There's a bit of conversation going on before they start ringing, but now they go. That was another cup of kava. I just asked the Nalaim of Net how many pigs there were.
Riak.
23 pigs. 27, that is. Yeah, 27 pigs, and they will be killed shortly, and you will hear them squealing all over the place. You want to say something into the microphone? Kumauki. Kumauki, okay, I'm a good man, you know. Ome Ranma Ong Min America, the Mekot.
I show what Ban Taviatar Kamela Pui.
Oh, Kayo. He says that now they will start killing the pigs, and it'll be noisy. The pigs have been brought in with their legs tied and hung over poles which are carried by two men each. And then the pigs are simply put down, pole and all, and legs tied. And now here's one pig making his little concert, being thrown onto the general heap. The grunting of the pigs, I hope, is now quite audible. Reasonably husky-looking individual stands next to a pig with a kitchen knife. He grabs the pig by its four legs. Another man grabs it by both hind legs, and now the pig is being killed. And this is the death groan of the poor animal. In the meantime, a third native is holding the pole, and the blood is streaming all over the knife, and it isn't a pretty sight at all, but it's probably good to eat. The pig is still moving very vigorously, but it won't take long and it'll be dead. There are still enough pigs left to kill, so we shall probably hear more gruntings and groanings and shrieks. Now the pig is being cut loose from the carrying pole. It was on the pole all along while it was being killed. It is now cut loose. Now, another pig is being taken by one man alone, and all the pigs grunt and groan and shriek now because there is a mass slaughter being performed on them. Knives are all being stuck into the heart, between the forelegs, a little bit further behind. And there's lots of pigs, and lots and lots and lots of noise. And there's about 7 or 8, or maybe 9 natives now with knives, and they're all killing pigs. The noise is dying down as the pigs die.
Now the feast table is being set already with chickens and fried yam and various other delicacies, and the guests of honor are beginning to assemble on the platform, which contains the mannequin and marquee and other chiefs. And there may be some more Cabot pounding going on here, so we shall just lay in wait for it. In the meantime, the feast food has been eaten and the tables have been removed and the pigs have been placed into the stone oven. And now there's still only one cattle pounding team, but they're pounding away at it, and the cattle will be drunk in quantity shortly. October 21st, 1947. This is the second spool of the on-the-scene recording of a native feast coming to the Dynet district in honor of the announcer and for the fun of the assembled general population. We are now in the last stages of the distribution of the sugar cane, which had previously been offered to the Man Marquis and Mannequin and is now being given away as presents of these two thieves. And here are the last noises accompanying said distribution. There are still some district titles left who haven't received their share of the sugar cane, and it is being distributed now.
Go in there, Gracie. We'll go in now.
We'll go soon. We'll go in now. We'll go soon, then. Barros, hurry and look.
We'll go soon.
Hurry and look again.
Now the distribution of the gunnet is definitely over. Now the cover, which was previously distributed, will be pounded on the big platform stones with the small pounding stones. And here it is. There are several teams this time, not only one as before, and there will be quite a bit of pounding going on in just a minute. At the moment, the preparations are in full swing. The bunches of roots are being untied and the individual roots are being pulled apart. First, the roots are cut up with machetes. Also, they are cleaned by hand and placed upon the big platform stone. This one is not being used. There are quite a few teams ready now, and if I'm not wrong, it won't take long until the whole pounding concert starts. Here is one now, and they are practically ready. It's the team that started cutting up their cover first. One of the team members is removing his undershirt and his towel around his head, and it seems to be a signal for the act. Well, they just... All the teams are ready now. It seems they want to start all together, or something like it, since the team that was first ready waited for the others. There is a bit of a general bedlam in the feast house, but much less than there was at the distribution of the cava and before, when it was brought in, and stacks of it in the house, and people climbing all over it and all over each other and shouting and making all sorts of weird noises. Now it's bedlammy, but not quite as bad.
I go to San Tivida.
Pinaline just said that this is the time to begin the pounding.
sharp sound is one of the men beating a metal wheel rim.
significance, which we tried to record previously, but which isn't noisy enough for recording. We are now at the end of the distribution of the cover when all the district titles have had theirs, and the commoners are drinking too. And at this point, a number of commoners are around the high officials' platform and receiving their cover from the presumably wives of the high officials, or rather the women of the high clans. Now the Nanakin of Net will answer a few questions into the microphone.
Herr Nanakin, was denken Sie von diesem Cover trinken?
Bitte?
Ich sage, was denken Sie von diesem Cover trinken?
Das ist ein Wort.
Ja, ich weiß nicht, haben Sie gern Cover?
Ja, genau. Etwas, nicht so viel.
Oh, ach so, aber Sie müssen immer trinken, nicht?
Ich habe nicht das so gern, aber ich muss das nehmen.
Wegen der Sitte. Was bitte?
Wegen der Sitte.
Ach so, Sie müssen immer trinken?
Ja, beim solchen Feste.
Ach so, und wenn es zu viel ist, können Sie nicht zurückweisen?
Ja, das würde ich gar nicht zurückweisen.
Dann tun Sie mir leid.
Well, he just told me that he doesn't like to drink cava too much, but he has to take it at each feast because it's given in his honor, and being a high official, he can't refuse, even if it's too much for him. Well, I was just addressing the people at the feast about something that I shall find out shortly. He was asking the people to get things done. In the meantime, the women are walking around among the male participants of the feast and rubbing their bodies with oil, which also seems to be part of the ceremony. Incidentally, the pounding of the cava and drinking, or most of the drinking, rather, is done by the men. And the men are assembled in the middle of the feast house. The women are sitting around. But now the women have joined the men in rubbing them with oil. The oil is rubbed in rather generously, and whatever the nightline said in his preceding speech, I don't know, but at any rate, people have started pounding the stones again. It is, in the meantime, 20 minutes of four. The feast started around noon. It doesn't seem to be over by a long shot yet. Now, in the meantime, the pigs that have been placed into the stone oven have been ready and taken out of the stone oven and are now being cut up and distributed. And in the meantime, cover is still being made and stones are still being pounded occasionally. After a while, I understand that there will be some singing and dancing. In the meantime, the feast house is very crowded and the air is extremely bad. And the atmosphere is, in general, one of a nightclub as far as bad air and gaiety and so forth is concerned. Now it seems the women are getting their tava. Two women and one man from the chief's platform have been distributing the tava. And calling for the recipients. The occasional shouts are just that. Now there seems to be a pause in the proceedings, only an occasional pounding is heard. And the Nalaim is now addressing the people. The Nalaim is the one who transmits the Nanmarkis and Nanakin's wishes to the people. The Nalaim is again getting ready to talk. It seems there is a discussion developing about whether there is enough tava around.
Kolokolik wainet, mal kurs. Mal kurs. Ein lemmelim mal. Mar, rekot min tata. Mar, min kolokol wei. Kura chai, wa chai tatongor sen tatpene. Kolokol wei net. Lau le ra, no kod bang katun kirelepi, en jore. Le lanse wo, chai kurs van nantiyam. Atai duri, utan mekot mekta shurka.